The following audio drama is rated NC-17, and it's recommended only for an adult listening audience, as explicit mature subject material will be present. Listener discretion is advised.
The following presentation is a production of 63 Audio and the Narada Radio Company, a proud member of the Mutual Audio Network.
Dare go down into the cellar. Welcome to the Cellar, Miniseries 4. Starring the Narada Radio Company. And hosted by Kadavra Quivery.
Welcome to another mini-series of The Cellar. And don't you know, you have come down to my cellar at the perfect time. I've just been working on my novel, and I need a break. Oh, you want to know what my novel's about? Well, I'm so glad you asked. I'm trying my hand at a Western. Yes, I've set my story in a very small city in the Old West. My protagonist is an undertaker, trying to do business in this little settlement, but unfortunately, he never gets very much business because it's a one-hearse town. Well, actually, our undertaker is a very loyal fellow. Yes, in fact, people look upon him as the last man who would let a friend down. Oh, well, how about a story, eh? I can always get back to my writing later. Let's go over to my great big book, where there's bound to be something perfectly repulsive.
Ah, yes. Now, let's see. Oh, here we are. So tonight we bring you a tale that veers off into extreme violence, sexual situations, and adult language. So that's a dire warning for you, and pretty much ear candy for Kadavra. It's an adaptation of a classic play from the Grand Guignol Theatre of Paris. The action takes place in a seaside village and a lighthouse on the Breton coast of France in the early 20th century. Are you ready? Just listen.
Lisette, I'm exhausted. I want to go home to bed. The fleet is in, and I feel as if every sailor in Breton had his way with me last night.
Oui, Fleur. We shall go home. But give me a few minutes at the church. Today was my sister's birthday, and I wish to light a candle for her memory. I do it every year.
I didn't know you had a sister.
She left us young. The crip, I think. Today she would have been 17.
And you would probably be showing her the ropes, eh?
No. No. She was a good girl. She would not have become a whore.
All right, all right.
And if she had lived, maybe I would not have become one either.
I would have. I love money. And I love fucking.
Ugh! Some of the men are beasts. I hate when they slap me around.
I like it sometimes. Makes things spicy, eh?
Fleur, we are at the door of the church. Shh! Mind your tongue.
Yeah, I'm already going to hell. And God invented language. So that means he invented those words, too.
Huh. Come in with me. Help me choose a candle for my baby sister.
All right. But let's make it quick, with no long, boring prayers. I need sleep, not God.
Yes, yes, all right. Just mind your language inside. The priest might be around. Almost all of them are lit already.
There's one.
Merci. Do you have any coins?
For what?
For the blessing. Just a centime if you have it. Drop it in the box.
Ugh. Why does everything cost money? You'd think in a church something would just be available.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hurry up. The fucking priest is coming.
Good morning, my daughters. I wish you a happy feast day.
Good morning, Father. Thank you very much. And likewise.
Feast day? Whose feast?
Fleur!
Shh! You shh!
Today is the feast day of Saint Columba, the Virgin.
It's nothing, Father. Nothing. Fleur!
Do you think our friend here is a virgin? Do you think he's wearing anything under that cassock, Lisette?
I'm sorry, what?
Thank you, Father. We must go now. But will there be a celebration later?
Indeed, my child. Right outside the chapel doors. The street will be full of revelers, I'm sure. Will I see you then?
If we wake up in time.
Nothing, Father. It's nothing. We'll try to come back later. Goodbye.
Yes, I look forward to seeing both of you later. Good morning, and may God bless you.
Oh, mon Dieu.
You are evil.
Did you see the look on his fat face? He couldn't decide whether to shit or go blind.
It isn't funny. You must not insult a man of God. I'm going home. You can stay here with your blasphemous laughter if you want, but I'm going home.
Go on then. See if I care. Sunday virgin! Don't deceive yourself. You're going to hell too. Same as me.
You hear that, Remy? The festival is well underway.
Oh, yes, the festival. Nice.
It's a lovely day for it. Probably go on for hours yet.
Yes.
A nice boy could meet a nice girl there, eh?
Yes, if you say so.
I can handle things here. Why don't you go?
Akil, I've already told you.
Yes, yes. Maybe next year. Such a shy youngster. Why, in my time, the feast day of St. Columba was the biggest, brightest, most wonderful day of the year. So many people. So much food, so much drink. And the laughter of the pretty girls as they strolled by.
Yes, so you've told me.
I'm an old man now. But it does my heart good to think about those days. It did then, and it does now. To remember the smile, the laughter of a pretty girl. You like girls, don't you, Remy?
Why, of course I do!
All right, all right! No need to bite my head off. It makes me no better mind. Live and let live, I say. Oh, say, talking to you about girls reminds me. I saw Petrig in town the other night. His ship is in port. Have you seen him yet?
Yes, he said he was coming here this afternoon.
Oh, that brother of yours. Now there's a boy who never had any trouble getting the girls. Why, when I saw him in town, he had a pretty one on each arm. And they were feeding him pomfret. Oh, he's a character, that one.
Mother always said that Patrick got all of Papa's charm, and I got all of her stubbornness.
Is that a bad thing?
Bad? No, I suppose not. We've always looked after each other. He's not as devout as I am, but as he likes to say, I pray enough for both of us.
Good. Brothers should always look after
each other. Oh, hi there! Remy! Hello!
There he is now! Patrick! Bonjour!
And he's got those two girls with him again.
Not the same ones as
the other night. Oui! Oh, la la! A brunette and a blonde, Remy. Oh, which one will you take, eh? Eh, Remy? Oh, he's already gone downstairs.
Hey!
Hey!
I'm so glad you made it. I've got wonderful news.
Hold that thought, brother. I've got heavy gifts that are tearing my arms off, and then I'll hear the news, okay?
Yes, of course. Gifts! Those bags look about to burst. Let me help you.
I've got them. Let me just set them down. Oh. Okay, little brother. Hold out your hands.
All right. Do you want me to shut my eyes, too?
Only if you want to. Here. And another.
What? Brandy! Two bottles!
Four. Two more in this one. These are for your friend, the lighthouse keeper.
Oh, how nice! Akil, come down! Patrick has a present for you!
I'm on my way! Hello, Patrick!
For me? I'm touched. This is very generous of you.
It's nothing. Don't mention it. The nights are getting colder, eh?
Mais oui. At my age, I can never seem to get warm enough. Merci, Patrick. Merci beaucoup.
Enjoy yourself, my friend. And now, Remy, hold out your hands again. And this time, do shut your eyes.
All right. What is it? More booze?
No. Something you'll like better, I think. Okay, open up.
What it? Oh, Patrick. A figurine of the Holy Virgin. Merci, merci, a thousand thanks. She's beautiful. Where did you find her?
A little shop in Casablanca. Or Philippeville. I can't remember. I've been hoping you'll like it.
Like it? I love it! I know just the spot to place her to. A place of honor.
Great. And now I have two more gifts for you. Well, one for you and one for me. They're waiting outside.
Did those girls help you carry them?
Those girls are them. Go and let them in.
What? What do you mean?
Well, since you won't go to the festival, little one, I'm bringing the festival to us. Open the door, Remy. I'm sure they're tired of standing out there.
Oh, well, I, all right. Hello, ladies. Won't you please come in?
Merci, monsieur.
We thought you'd never let us in.
Bonjour, mesdemoiselles.
Bonjour, Akil, mon ami.
Bonjour, Akil.
Patrick, I need to tell you the news I mentioned.
Yes, of course. Tell me in just a minute. First, let me introduce my friends. This is Fleur. She's mine. Hey. We and this beautiful young thing is Lisette. She's yours.
Bonjour, Remy.
Hello.
Patrick has told us so much about you.
All of it good, I swear, brother.
That's nice. Thank you.
Who wants a drink?
Me!
Yes, thanks.
Patrick, why don't you come to the kitchen with me and help me get glasses for our guests?
Hey! Oh, glasses. Oh, sure. Be right back, girls.
Excuse us, please.
Well, what do you think?
I've got glasses, the younger right one? Here, but listen.
He's very handsome.
But like a kitten, he's obviously a virgin.
Well, then, perhaps he'll be gentle with me. I'm not like you. I don't like...
Yes, I know. You don't have to tell me again. You don't like the rough stuff. I almost wish we could trade. It's been a long time since I deflowered a virgin boy. What's that you're looking at?
Where do you keep your glasses?
I've got glasses right here, but listen. Mother sent a wire. She's coming home tonight.
Coming home? Where is she?
You have been away a while. This is the time of year she goes to England to visit Aunt Mildred.
Sorry, yes. How stupid of me.
I thought we could go to the docks and meet her. She'll be coming in on the SS Jules Verne about 9.
Yes, that's wonderful. What time is it now?
Just a little past 3.
Excellent. We've got 6 hours to get drunk, get laid, and then go kiss our dear mother.
Yes.
It's been a long time since I deflowered a virgin boy. What's that you're looking at?
It's a little statuette. It looks like the Virgin Mary.
It looks like to me our madam at the whorehouse.
Give me that! How dare you say that! This is the Blessed Virgin! And on top of that, it was a gift from my brother!
Well, don't get all tied up in knots!
Sure! What have I told you about your irreverent talk?
Piss off, Lizette. Can I help it if that thing looks like our madam?
Hey, now, everybody, settle down.
Did you hear what she said? She insulted your gift. She insulted my faith.
Fleur, you can't talk to my brother that way.
Oh, give me a fucking drink.
I'm sorry, boys. She doesn't mean any harm.
Pass me up the bottle, old man.
Certainement, mademoiselle. While you're chewing that bug here, I think I shall go fetch my mandolin. Eh? What about some music, Remy? I'll fetch my mandolin, eh?
Yes, yes, fine, anything.
Fine, yes, and we can dance.
Oh, yes, that would be nice.
Whatever.
My feet hurt. Are we going to dance to that old man's horrid plunking, or are we going to screw?
And I suppose you want to put on a show for the old man.
He can watch if he wants.
In my youth, I might have enjoyed such a thing. No, this is none of my business. You do what it is that the young people do. And I shall take my last bottle and go upstairs. Remy, remember your duty later.
I'll see you later, Akil. Well, no more dancing, I suppose. What do you want to do now, Lisette?
I'd like to do what Flora and your brother are doing.
Oh.
Come over to the chair.
All right.
You like that?
Yes, it's very nice. But I'm not experienced.
That's okay. I like that about you.
You do?
Oh, yes. Don't worry, I won't... Oh, I've never seen a medallion like this. Who is it?
It's Saint Venerius, patron saint of lighthouse keepers.
You're very religious, aren't you?
I try to be. Are you?
Religious? I think so. I go to Mass a few times a month when I haven't been up too late on a Saturday night, but I don't go to confession much. It'd take too long. Oh, you're very sweet. Flora isn't religious at all. In fact, this morning she said horrible things to the priest.
That's right. That priest is a fucking pervert.
She shouldn't say such things. A priest is a man of God.
Remy, help me take off my clothes. I want you, baby. Take me. Yes, take your pants off. Yes. Now, sit down again. Oh, Remy. Look at you.
Is it bad?
Oh, no. It's perfect. Let me get on top.
Time to go to work.
What's the time? Somebody light a candle. Sounds like a storm's picking up outside.
Oh, everything
I can't
hurts.
Find me. Where's my skirt?
Where's my chemise?
And my skirt?
Get off of my dress.
Oh, God, it's so dark. Flora, help me find my skirt.
My shoes.
Flora.
Give me my shoe.
It's black as pitch in here. So it must be full on night. Can I help you? What do you need to do?
Shh! Do you hear? A ship is approaching the coast! Akil! Akil! Have you lighted the beacon? Patrick, stick your head outside and check for the light! Akil! Oh, I've got to go up and check on him.
It's black as pitch up there, too.
Keel! Let me in! I've got to light the beacon! Keel! Wake up, you drunken fool!
Is this Akil's room?
Yes, and we have to go through it to get up to the beacon. Akil has locked it, and he must be passed out on the other side. Damn him!
This is quite a heavy door. I doubt I could break through it. Do you have an axe?
No. Akil, wake up! Oh, it's no use. Patrick, the outside stairs, they lead up to the catwalk. We might get in that way.
Let's give it a try. That ship sounds like it's getting closer.
No! Akil, why would you lock this door? Oh, you old idiot, why?
Can you break one of the glass panels?
No, not in this storm. The wind and rain would snuff out the light. There has to be another way.
Remy, I can see the ship. It's definitely getting closer to the shoreline. I can't make out the name from here, though.
Grab the binoculars.
Where are they?
That hook right behind you.
Okay. It's the SS Jules Verne!
Mother! Oh my God!
What can we do? We can't let her ship crash!
We can't get to the light! Only one thing to do now. We must pray.
Pray? What are you
doing? There's a reason you brought me that figurine today, so we could save our mother. Come on, hurry!
Remy, wait! For Christ's sake!
Where is it? Where is the Holy Virgin?
Oh, oui, Lisette. Oh.
Flora.
Oh, blessed Christ! Get out!
Oh, let go! My hair!
You are agents of sin and of the devil. I will not pray to the Holy Virgin with the likes of you in the room. Ouch!
Remy!
What? Why do you laugh?
Because you are a child. Lisette tried to make a man out of you to pop your cherry. But here you are, still a little boy who believes in fairy tales. There is no God, and there is no devil, little boy.
Flor, no! Don't say such things.
Patrick! This is the whore's fault!
What? How do you figure?
If they hadn't come here, we wouldn't be in this predicament. Their sin has cursed us!
Don't be ridiculous!
It's true, I know it. If you had not come here, Akil would not have gone upstairs and locked himself in. He would not have passed out from the wine. And we would not be hearing the frantic whistle of our mother's ship. You are both evil women! Get out!
What the fuck are you babbling about?
Remy, what? What do you mean?
I won't listen to you, whores! You brought this evil to us. I must pray. I must ask the sainted virgin to intercede. I must... Where is it? Where's the figurine, Patrick? Where is the figurine?
It was your brother that brought us here and brought the brandy. Why is he blameless?
Shut your fucking mouth!
You stole the figurine. My brother's gift to me, the Blessed Virgin. You stole it!
Flora... Did you steal it?
I didn't steal it. I was borrowing it. You were having a pretty good time of me running it in and out of your cunny.
Sinful beast, agent of Satan, give it to me!
Come and get it, little boy. Let go of me, you fucking prick!
Give it to me! Give it
Let
to me!
Go of me!
Give it to me! It's mine!
This'll teach you!
Your evil actions have killed our mother. I must rid this place of your sin.
Floor!
What? What have you done? Oh, I cannot believe my eyes. No, stop right there. Do not throw her out the window. No!
Shut up, whore! You're just as bad as the other one.
Damn it, Remy! Have you gone mad? What are you doing?
Up you go! Patrick, grab the big jug from the cupboard under the stairs, then follow me up to the catwalk.
But I...
Don't argue with me, brother. Grab it and follow me up. I need your help now. Nothing matters, but if we save our mother and the other people on that ship, take her other arm, pick her up. We need to tie her arms to the rail after we dangle her over it. Don't just stand there. Pick her up!
All right.
Give me the jug. Take out the stopper.
What is this stuff?
Lamp oil.
Lamp? Oh my God! Remy, are you mad?
What's happening? Where am I? What are you doing to me? Remy?
Lizette, you are getting a chance at redemption. Your sin brought a curse, but now you will save our mother. Thank you.
No! Remy! Don't!
They see us! Mother is saved! Oh, hurrah! Come below with me, my brother, and let us pray to God in great thanks for this miracle. Patrick, give me your hand. Come with me, yes, that's right.
Welcome back, kiddies. Wasn't our tale simply blood-chilling? I mean, really, that boy Remy, he certainly knows how to light a girl's fire, doesn't he? Oh, and his brother, Patrick. Well, he reminds me of a ghost bully I knew back in my school days. Yes, he was always getting suspended for picking frights. Oh, that, creeps, was Incident in the Lighthouse, the premiere episode of the fourth Cellar miniseries, adapted for audio by Pete Lutz from the thumbnail sketch of a Grand Guignol play by Leopold Marchand. The source material was Mel Gordon's wonderful book, The Grand Guignol, theater of fear and terror. Well, sounds like my kind of book, eh? And I, of course, am your hostly ghost. Oh, I mean, ghostly host. Cadavera quivery. So, until next time, fiends, remember, don't take candy from stranglers.
The Cellar is produced and directed by Pete Lutz. The theme was composed and performed by Tom Rory Parsons. Our cast consisted of the following players: Carol Cron as Fleur, Eileen Corpus as Lisette, Chuck Wilson as the priest, Mark Kalita as Ashila, Ian Feddergreen as Remy, and Les Marsden as Padraig. Cadavera Quivery is played by Angela Young. Additional music was by Dr. Ross Bernhardt. This is Trevor Ryan speaking. The Cellar is a 63 audio production, mixed and mastered in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us next time when Cadavera takes you to 19th century England for the story of a ghost seeking vengeance on the priest who betrayed him. That's The Hanging of Alfred Wadham. Next time The Cellar.
Yeah, 63 audio.